From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So, fun fact for you today.
Yes.
A couple of fun facts. These mean nothing. Karaoke is a Japanese word that translates to empty orchestra.
Really?
Yeah, that makes sense, doesn't it? You know.
Sure.
Although, yeah. You know, there's usually music tracks. I don't know.
Yes.
The only person with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame that's not on the sidewalk is Muhammad Ali. He's actually on the wall of the Kodak Theater because he didn't want people walking on the name Muhammad, which is a religious name. That makes sense.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
But he's the only one that's not on the sidewalk.
Everyone else was okay with being walked on.
I don't think they had a choice. I think he's the first one to kind of think that we should do this way. Did you know the Sacramento Kings are the only NBA team that has not made the playoffs in the past decade? Oh, sad emoji for Sacramento.
In the past decade.
10 years, the Kings have not been in a playoff game. And, of course, the Golden State Warriors are rocketing on because they're playing the Houston Rockets tonight. Rocketing on. Game 4, they lead it 2-1. They lost, though, in overtime on Saturday night to the Rockets. The Rockets apparently have figured out a way to stuff
Come
Steph
on, Dubs.
Curry.
They'll Come
do
on
it.
Now.
They'll do it. It's just some random things today.
Random facts.
Time for the news. What's happening?
Well, big baby news. That's what's happening.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We don't have a name. We probably won't have a name for a day or
no.
two.
No.
No. Prince something. 7th in line. Never going to be king. I've got a better shot at being king than
you
this
do
kid.
Not. Yes.
Anyway, congratulations to the Duke and
yes.
Duchess. Yes. And Britain's first American royal.
I'm happy for Harry.
Yeah?
I'm Team Harry.
You're Team Harry. Yeah. We know that.
Yep. Tommy Chong has a message for Felicity Huffman.
Oh, what day is it in our national nightmare?
Oh, it's day 56. Sorry about that.
Day 56.
Day 56 of our national nightmare.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
And what's Tommy's message for Felicity?
Well, because Felicity's probably going to do a little time in jail.
Probably going to do a little time, yeah.
For her role
in
the college admissions scandal.
Yeah, yeah.
Tommy says he wants to tell Felicity Huffman, relax.
It's just jail, right?
Jail's not so bad.
Relax. You're not going to be
baby.
Anybody's bitch.
Relax, baby.
Tommy Chong. Love him.
Tommy claims you get a computer.
Really?
A nice cubicle.
Okay.
And there are really some nice, intelligent people in the slammer.
Well, I mean, you get a computer. Do you get email? Can you get email in jail? I don't know.
People do orchestrate drug deals and hits and everything else. From
Being in radio, we used to have people call us from prison all the time, especially up in Monterey. We were next to a federal penitentiary at Soledad. I don't think they can call anymore. I don't know if it's Homeland Security or what.
Yes.
They would call and request songs.
Okay.
Especially of the female disc jockeys.
Oh.
Yeah. True story.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think they can call anymore.
Not creepy.
Not creepy. No.
Well, Tommy spent 9 months.
Wow, 9 months, man.
9 months in dog years would be a long time.
I know, right?
It was.
I think time goes slow for Tommy.
It was at a low-security correctional institution in Bakersfield back in 2003 for running a company that sold bongs through the mail. Cheech and Chong.
Yeah, no, and he was even on that 70s show. You know, he had a recurring role until he went to jail in the middle of it. So
right.
Like, oh, sorry, dude. I can't be on the show for 9 months. I don't do a very good Tommy Chong. Sorry.
No, you don't. But that's okay.
It's better than me singing. Moving on.
All right, so Jennifer Lawrence.
Wow, we haven't heard from her in a while.
We haven't. So let's talk about Jennifer
Lawrence. Let's talk about J-Law.
Made a surprise visit to Kudake last night, as you know, or maybe not know, or I'll remind you that J-Law is one of the biggest fans of Kudake.
Oh, you know what she is? I forgot about that.
And she's close personal friends with not the girls.
Yeah, they're drinking buddies. Her and Momager like to drink their red wine together and take selfies on Momager's bed.
So she's younger than the children.
Well, not younger than Kylie and Kendall, but she's younger than the big three.
Yeah.
The big butted three. The big butted three.
The big butted three. We're
going to have to call them that. I like that. See, stuff happens when we do this show. The big butted three.
The BB3.
The BB3. Anyway, continue.
Anyway, close personal friends with Momager. We don't know why. During the episode, Hanger-on Scott FaceTimed Chris and Jennifer answered, identifying herself as Jennifer Evan Lawrence.
Hello.
So Scott replied, not that you're not very famous and beautiful, but can I talk to Chris?
That's so, Scott's best line.
Little
I like that. Really, you're Jennifer Evan Lawrence, but really, I just like to talk to Chris. It's not like he was calling Halle Berry, okay? If it was Halle Berry that picked up the phone, I would go, I forget who I was calling, but it's really wonderful to talk to you, Ms. Berry.
Ms. Berry.
Ms. Berry. That's not creepy.
Well, you're not creepy. Air quotes and all. So after a bit of banter, she was gone. Poof. And
poof.
That was it.
That was it.
Random.
Huh? FaceTime. How did she get the phone to turn on? Did she like have a dead Chris's thumbprint to turn her phone on? I mean, how do you answer that? Maybe you can answer FaceTime without your thumbprint or your retinal thing. Your face recognition.
I don't know.
Maybe she stuck the phone up to Chris and said, here, tell it to answer.
But here's an interesting factoid.
Very little sleep.
Which I don't understand this.
What's
one.
That?
So you're going to explain it to me.
I don't know if I can or not. What is it?
Kim makes $1 million per Instagram.
Oh, no, she doesn't. That's crap. I don't buy that crap at all whatsoever. $1 million?
$1 million.
Where the hell does that come from?
That's what I want to know.
Because, I mean, if she... Well, hang on. Let me look this up.
Okay. I don't see how that would be true and possible.
Well, okay. Consider the source. I just found it. According to TMZ, Kim makes $1 million per Instagram post. $1 million. And apparently Kylie makes that much, too.
But how?
You know what? It's all advertising. This is Instagram's become one big ad.
Oh.
You know what? You wear something, you get a picture of it. It's an ad. Boom, done. And somebody's paying you a ton of money. Yeah, that's how. And since that's all they do is shill, we used to call it prostitution of advertising. I love using the word prostitution when it comes to the Kardashians. All right, well, that's it for me. I'm out of here. You can leave too. We'll be back with you again tomorrow with more frivolities. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.